local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Another chilly start, 44 at our studios at Airport and 65. More from staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams on the way. First, let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic on Mobile Mornings.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, a busy morning as Mobile Police Department still there at Ziegler North University and Airport Boulevard at Rochester's Place. They've got a lot of fuel on the roadway from an 18-wheeler that caught fire overnight between I-10 westbound between Rangeland and Highway 90, and a telephone pole down now, also downtown at North Lawrence Street between St. Michael and St. Louis. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2019 Highlander with 0% financing plus $500 holiday cash back, model 6955. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, showers will develop across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the upper 50s this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy with showers, lows around 50. And then tomorrow, cloudy and mild with showers and highs in the upper 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Dust bites, pet dander, and all sorts of things can trigger those allergies. As a homeowner and your neighbor, my friends at Air Specialty can help make your home an allergy-free safe haven. Visit air-specialty.com and get a $199 healthy home checkup analysis for free. That's right, free. This is a limited-time holiday special deal. So turn to the experts at Air Specialty and Carrier today. Air Specialty and Carrier can do it all. Visit air-specialty.com today.
Air Specialty.
707 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig. Our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, joins us shortly. And Kane's got our traffic on the way in sports.
Yeah, the SEC coaches voted on players of the year, so we now know who they think were the best players in the SEC this year.
All right. Also, it is 12-12, which is, well, just it's the 12th day of December, but it's also the donut manufacturers. They're going nuts for this. Krispy Kreme has some special deals for you here on 12-12. We'll talk about that. Also, Dr. Bill has a look at some more rain in the mix, but a nice weekend ahead. We'll do that coming up in just a few minutes. And it's Captain Bobby Abrascato in the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, getting you ready for the big weekend ahead. That comes your way around 7:50. Plus, we'll check in with Larry Kirby from LCM in just a few minutes. It's right now. Let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. The U.S. Navy has temporarily halted training for nearly 300 Saudi military aviation students aboard three Florida bases. This after last Friday's mass shooting by a Royal Saudi Air Force officer at Naval Air Station Pensacola. The safety stand down and operational pause began Monday for Saudi aviation students at NAS Pensacola, NAS Whiting Field, and NAS Station Mayport. The stand down impacts 140 Saudi students in Pensacola, 35 at Whiting Field, and 128 at Naval Station Mayport. Classroom training for those students is expected to resume sometime later this week. Saudi students are currently not training in aircraft, and the Navy has not released a timeline on when that will resume. Last Friday, the FBI identified the shooter as NAS Pensacola Saudi Air Force Second Lieutenant Mohammed Al-Shamrani. He's 21 years old. He had been in the U.S. for naval aviation training. He killed three sailors and injured eight others before a sheriff's deputy shot and killed him. This morning, a senior citizen has pleaded guilty to a bank robbery dating back to last summer. 75-year-old Wilford Richard Tracy of Theodore pleaded guilty in court on Wednesday to first-degree robbery of the First Bank on Dolphin Island Parkway in July. Authorities used surveillance footage and were able to track him down. According to court documents, he went to the bank on July 12th, handed a note to the teller which instructed her to give him money and that he had a gun. He was able to get away with little more than $1,500. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 11 minutes after 7 o'clock, FM Talk 106.5, and Our website, fmtalk1065.com. After watching Horowitz get grilled yesterday, the IG report, 476 pages?
That's right.
Yeah, 476 pages. The 1-800-GOT-JUNK question of the day here, online opinion poll question. Do you accept the results of the IG report? Right now, 80% of y'all say no, 20% say yes. If you dig through there, I tell you, I think there's a case to be made for fans of the president. I think you could. It's not a perfect report, but it sure asks a lot of questions about the investigation into President Trump's campaign. So you can check that out and vote online. 1-800-GOT-JUNK online opinion poll question. And my buddy Trey at 1-800-GOT-JUNK could make room in your house to hide Christmas presents or to house family members during the holidays. You got junk in the house, you need it gone, and you need it done quickly. 1-800-GOT-JUNK. That's the phone number, the website, 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. Both ways you can make that appointment time on a specific day. It's pretty cool. It's not some spectrum of time. It's a day, it's a time. You agree on it. They show up. They quote you a price. If you say yes, they get the junk gone right there. It's 1-800-GOT-JUNK online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Experience Mobile's most unique hardware experience this fall and holiday season. Spring Hill Ace Hardware has all your favorite brands like Big Green Egg, Traeger, Weber, and Yeti. For homeowners and contractors, Spring Hill Ace carries only high-quality products. Benjamin Moore Paint, Milwaukee, and DeWalt. All in one trip, you'll find hardware, gifts, home improvement, beautiful house plants, bedding plants, and landscape. Exceptional personal service, stocked with all you need, locally owned, and so convenient. Spring Hill Ace Hardware on Old Shell Road. Like us on Facebook.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A deputy is recovering after being shot several times Wednesday. Shots were fired just before 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon at a home in Inslee on Limerick Lane, not far from East 9 Mile Road in Pensacola. Sheriff David Morgan called it an ambush. Daniel Hucks called 911 for help complaining of domestic problems. Deputies spotted him in a carport and Hucks immediately shot at them. The deputy returned fire. Both Hucks and the deputy are in a hospital this morning. Three Mobile County deputies are on paid administrative leave while the sheriff's office investigates Tuesday night shooting on Lot Road. Deputies found 66-year-old Terrence White at his home. They tried talking to him before White shined a flashlight in their eyes and started shooting. Deputies returned fire, killing him. The family of one of the men killed in the mass shooting at NAS Pensacola is calling for changes to policies at the base. Joshua Watson was killed after confronting Saudi native Mohammed Al-Shamrani last Friday. Watson's family believes things might have been different if those on the base were able to be armed. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
This is Rona McSharry from McSharry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSharry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
Told you in the past, we are an Omaha Steaks family, both receiving and giving, and I do love the great steaks from Omaha Steaks and the hamburgers and the whole nine yards. But right now, you have a chance to give the gift either to yourself or a family member or a friend or all three of them when you go to omahasteaks.com and enter my code Sullivan in the search bar and order the favorite gift package, the gift everyone will love, for only $69.99. Now, listen what you get. 4 6-ounce bacon-wrapped filet mignon, 4 savory premium pork chops, 4 Omaha steak burgers, 4 potatoes au gratin, 4 made from scratch caramel apple tartlets, an Omaha Steaks signature seasoning packet, plus a free 6-piece cutlery set and cutting board. Get all the delicious food plus the free cutlery set that they're going to enjoy for years to come for only $69.99. Now, don't wait. If you want to take advantage of this offer and get your gift there before the holidays are over, go to omahasteaks.com and type my last name, Sullivan, into the search bar to order the gift everyone to love and order that favorite gift package today.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
7:15 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings. Let me say congratulations to Mobile Police Officer Bacardi, along with MPD Detective Ophelia Weedington, who took home the crown and title and sashes last night, yes, at the Mr. and Miss Law Enforcement Beauty Pageant held at Mod Pizza. I was lucky enough to be one of the judges there and get to judge that pageant. And it's a great time, great charity, Families of the Fallen. We talk about them around Mardi Gras, getting the floats stocked with the throws for those folks, and getting their families on those floats and giving them something to throw. That's the charity, but the event last night to benefit it. And I think it was the first of these, but I think it's going to be an annual event. So big thank you to the folks with the Mobile Police Department, Mobile County Sheriff's Office that participated as well. Y'all all did fantastic, but there can only be one king and queen. There can only be one.
And even better, the money went to officers Billa and
Tudor
and other fallen law enforcement officers. So it was all for a good cause, too.
Yeah, so remember this. Families of the Fallen, we'll talk about this more as we get towards Mardi Gras. Remember, they get the float. They invite those families to be on the float. We, the people, raise money to stock the float. Like last year, y'all were so awesome. We stocked the float to where the pictures were. People were having to crawl to get in their spots to get their throws. I love it. You did great work last year, and we'll do it all again this year. So thank you, thank you. All right, time to check sports on the plains with Auburn Sports Today, brought to you by the Carrot Patch, D&K, and Edward Jones.
From the Auburn Sports Network, Alpha Insurance presents Auburn Sports Today. Here's Brad Law.
Auburn football boasts the SEC Freshman of the Year in Bo Nix and the Defensive Player of the Year in Derrick Brown. Defensive coordinator Kevin Steele after the Iron Bowl on the team's character in that game and all year long.
Yeah, I think it's a great example of teaching guys, and we'll be able to teach on this film a lot of stuff to teach. But the biggest thing is, hey, you don't ever give in. You don't ever give up. You just give y'all. And these guys give their all. Proud of them.
Auburn takes on Minnesota in the Outback Bowl on New Year's Day. Now this from Alpha Insurance.
At home or on the go, Alpha has made it easier than ever to handle your insurance needs. With the Alpha To Go mobile app, everything you need is right at your fingertips. Pay your insurance premiums, access policy information, file a claim, even view your policy ID cards, all from the convenience of Alpha's easy-to-use mobile app. Download Alpha To Go on your iPhone or Android device today. At home or on the go, Alpha's got you covered.
Auburn basketball is one of five remaining undefeated teams in the country.
We're down half against Richmond. We were down at South Alabama. We were down 14 in the second half here. So we face some adversity now. We're fortunate to be being undefeated at this point. So I think everybody's very cognizant and aware of where we're at.
Bruce Pearl's team takes on St. Louis Saturday in Birmingham. Until tomorrow, I'm Brad Law for Auburn Sports Today.
Does your financial advisor take the time to really listen to you? Is your strategy personalized for you and your family? Will your financial advisor be there as your life and financial situation change? Hi, I'm Keith Woodham, your Edward Jones financial advisor in West Mobile. We'll focus on what's important to you. We'll use an established process, create a personalized financial strategy backed by the advice, tools, and resources to help you reach your goals. Call me, Keith Woodham in West Mobile.
Or me, Carla Stewart in Spanish Fort for a face-to-face appointment.
Edward Jones, member SIPC. Cooler weather is on the way and all the newest styles are at D&K. New selections of slim, modern, and traditional fit suits are here as low as two for $220. Velvet and corduroy sports coats are in stock, perfect for holiday parties, plus a full line of accessories to complete your look. Shoes, shirts, sweaters, fashion socks, bow ties, and ties as low as two for $25. Weddings, D&K has purchase and rental options starting at $69.95. The largest selection and best service, D&K on the Beltline, 665-7350 or dnkmobile.com.
My husband's found a secret, Carrot Patch Jewelers. He actually likes shopping at the Carrot Patch. The friendly staff always helps him choose something perfect and at a price he's happy to pay. Fine diamonds, colored stone rings, pendants, and earrings with the newest styles, classic and timeless. Even fashion pieces, too. Since 1982, Carrot Patch Jewelers is still your I didn't just think of you today store. Do like my husband and shop where you're sure to find the gifts you'll love for eternity. Now in their brand new location at 800 Hillcrest Road, Carrot Patch Jewelers. Jewelers.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, showers will develop across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the upper 50s this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy with showers, lows around 50. And then tomorrow, cloudy and mild with showers and highs in the upper 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Here's what you need to know about Jerry. Jerry Carl is an outsider and businessman, not some politician. Jerry is ready to roll up his sleeves and get down to business. South Alabama is Trump country, so Jerry Carl will stand with our president. That starts by getting the wall built and locking down our border. Jerry Carl believes we can't keep giving free stuff to the illegal immigrants flooding our country. It's not fair to working families. Jerry Carl is an avid hunter and isn't about to let some left-wing socialists from Washington take our guns. It's our constitutional right. And Jerry Carl is a pro-life Christian, plain and simple. Jerry will protect the unborn and defend our values. He's not the loudest, but he's the toughest. He's just Jerry. Conservative Jerry Carl for Congress.
I'm Jerry Carl, but call me Jerry, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Jerry Carl for Congress.
Good morning, everyone. For the Vincent Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center Mobile Police Department, county and state troopers have had several accidents into clearing stages. Now, we do have a telephone pole down downtown on North Lawrence between St. Michael and St. Louis. And also, they're still working the 18-wheeler that caught fire with fuel spill, I-10 westbound between Range Line and Highway 90. The city of Mobile is not letting Mobile weather rain out Elfapalooza. Instead, they're turning it into a Palooza Elf Crawl all over Loda this Friday. Get the details at specialeventsmobile.org and get your elf on. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
722 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. I'll say hello to Larry Kirby with LCM, and let's talk inventory, and let's talk truck inventory, Larry.
Well, we got a great truck inventory. As we were talking off the air, I got Z71s in it, but they've been hard to find lately. But we got an 04, an 05, a 2010, a 2013 that just came in. Crew cabs. Like I say, four-wheel drive, he said, everyone's loaded up and ready to go.
Yeah, you got the trucks people are looking for, that's for sure. And let's talk about financing right now. If Santa's looking at acquiring a vehicle from LCM, how are rates looking?
The rates are great, especially with the credit unions. They're real aggressive. I think they're competing with each other who can get the best deal. So we've got multiple options to rely on.
All right, and they got to come to you because you know the people that like to lend for trucks more or like to lend for cars more. You've got specific matches.
Yes, exactly. We match the customer with the lender, and they get the best rate and the best terms.
All right, give us some directions to come see you.
Highway 90 at Plantation Road, online at lcmmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook, or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks, Sean.
Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. 723, let's check some headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A second inmate who escaped the Chilton County Jail late last month is back in custody. 28-year-old Landon Lee Gunter was taken into custody at West Florida Hospital on Sunday. He was extradited back to Alabama and then booked into lockup early Tuesday. Meantime, 26-year-old Joseph Keith Edwards was captured November the 26th by the Escambia County Sheriff's Office and U.S. Marshals. After he was spotted in a stolen vehicle, led police on a chase, lost control of the vehicle, flipped the vehicle, landed in a ditch, and his mother was dragged alongside that vehicle but was not seriously injured. Back on November 24th, the pair chiseled their way out of the jail, broke apart a steel stool that was in a cell, and made that into a tool to chip away at the concrete around the cell's window to the outside. According to authorities, quote, they basically dug their way out. The pair then stole a flatbed truck from Martin's funeral home in Chilton County. That truck was later found abandoned in Saraland. Police believe they ran out of gas and then stole another vehicle in a carjacking in Saraland. Edwards was initially jailed for possession of dangerous drugs, possession of drug paraphernalia first degree, and receiving a stolen vehicle. Gunter was being held on an auto theft charge. According to Mobile Police, making news here closer to home, happening December the 10th, there were assaults in the third, disorderly conduct, and harassment. Back on Monday, December the 9th, at approximately 2:30 p.m., police responded to Halls Mill Road in reference to a call by a bus driver who witnessed a 16-year-old assault an 11-year-old on the school bus. The 16-year-old was also threatening to shoot the bus driver, although he did not have a weapon. That 16-year-old was transported to Strickland Youth Center. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
725 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings. And if you've noticed, if you've had your eyes open, the increased activity for package delivery out there. And even, you know, watching the Postal Service working on Sundays, getting those packages delivered. More on that, Todd Magel from Westwood One.
The United States Postal Service is busier than ever. In fact, in the last 5 years, it's increased the packages it's delivered from $4 billion to $6 billion.
That's a lot of packages, and this is where millions of them pass through the metro. The Des Moines Network Distribution Center, or Bulk Mail Center, processes a staggering amount of holiday boxes.
We call this our Super Bowl, so it's our busiest time of year.
The Postal Service gave us a rare behind-the-scenes look at the process. The packages are shipped here to Urbandale by truck and emptied into a massive network of sorting areas. Most of the sorting is done automatically with barcode readers. Some hard-to-read labels get the attention of a postal worker. During the holiday, more than 500 men and women work to make sure those packages get to the right place at the right time, and that means plenty of overtime.
Most of the time, we try to give them 5 days a week as a work schedule, but during the peak season, we have 6 and 7 days.
The Postal Service says its busiest week for mailing, shipping, and delivery will be from December 16th to December 22nd. If you want to make sure your Christmas gift gets there on time, the deadline for retail ground delivery is December 14th.
For the amount of money that you pay to have that piece get from anywhere in the world, it's very, very economical and cheap.
One bit of advice from the Postal Service: make sure that if you do recycle your boxes, that they're not too flimsy so they'll survive this process. Also, you might want to slip a second address card inside the box in case the outside is damaged.
There you go. It's about, by the way, a harbinger of it's time to get your shopping done and packages sent tomorrow. Midday Mobile Live from Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry. We do it. We go out there, you know, for a few times a year, actually more than that. But the December show we do out there is usually the checkered flag for to get your shopping done. We'll be out tomorrow noon to 2 at Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry. And come out and see us. We'll have Dewdrop hot dogs as
to feed you. I don't know if, I mean, those always make a great gift. I don't know if they'll hold till Christmas. So maybe that'd be like a 12 days before Christmas kind of gift.
No, you eat them there.
Oh, okay.
And we get confused. All right, 727 FM Talk 106.5. Dr. Bill's on the way in just a few. But talk about the time person of the year, because that helps us promote our Alabamian of the year, which we'll get into in a second. But President Trump reacting to Greta Thunberg being the time person of the year.
Yeah, so yesterday we saw Trump Jr. respond to Thunberg being named Time's Person of the Year, and he said so ridiculous that it wasn't the Hong Kong protesters. And this morning, the president responding, he said so ridiculous, Greta must work on her anger management problem, then go to a good old-fashioned movie with a friend. Chill, Greta, chill.
So the 70-what-year-old president is telling the
16-year-old now
to chill.
To chill out. Go see a movie.
Hey, speaking of the... So Time does their thing, right? And yes, we, starting 3 years ago, started copying them and doing our Alabamian of the Year. We're in the nomination process now versus like Time that just makes their decision. We let you nominate the Alabamian of the Year, and then we put them into brackets, and you get to vote. You make the nominations. You make the decisions. We'll tell you more about how that works and how you can get your nominations in after we talk to Dr. Bill. It's coming up in a couple minutes. We'll check in with News 5 next.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A woman is in jail after Okaloosa County Sheriff's deputies arrested her in connection to a deadly shooting at Fort Walton Beach last month. Deputies say Carissa Parker shot and killed Edgar Jennings outside an apartment November 19th. Deputies say the pair had a child together. She's been charged with being an accessory after the fact. A Mississippi family thought they were protecting their 8-year-old daughter by installing a Ring surveillance camera in her bedroom. It was supposed to be for her family's eyes only, but someone was able to hack the system and watch the girl. The girl heard someone say, "I'm Santa Claus, don't you want to be my best friend?" The voice then taunted her and encouraged destructive behavior before her parents discovered the hack. Kim Kardashian West is suing a Fairhope doctor claiming he wrongly used her image to promote the so-called vampire facial. West filed a lawsuit against Dr. Charles Runnels on Tuesday. The cosmetic procedure involves drawing the patient's blood, spinning it in a machine, and injecting it back into the face with multiple needles. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Just in time for Christmas at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Save big with Liberty Holiday Rebates. Receive instant and mail-in rebates up to $300 on Lincoln models and 18 months 0% interest financing with approved credit on safes over $2,000. Clearance prices continue on Browning models with up to $1,000 off on stock models delivered before Christmas Day. Get professional delivery and service after the sale at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Why go anywhere else? Located at Exit 5B, Moffitt at I-65 in Mobile. Just look for the giant yellow safe.
Lawmakers on the House Judiciary Committee, minutes from now, resume their hearing for voting on articles of impeachment against President Trump. Reporting at the Capitol, correspondent Susan Malvo.
Republicans will try to make changes to the articles, but they are unlikely to pass the Democratic majority. The committee will vote on sending the articles to the full House for final passage as soon as next Tuesday.
A federal judge is allowing prosecutors to move forward with their case against a former intelligence analyst charged with leaking classified documents. Daniel Hale of Nashville, Tennessee, is charged under the Espionage Act. Hale sought to have the case dismissed, arguing the law thwarts his freedom of speech. New Zealand military specialists plan a landing on White Island today in an attempt to retrieve the bodies of victims of that volcanic eruption that claimed 8 lives. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Federal regulators decided to allow Boeing's MAX jet to keep flying after its first fatal crash last fall, even when their own analysis indicated it could become one of the most accident-prone airliners in decades without design changes. The FAA's internal analysis projected that without the agency's intervention, the MAX could have averaged one fatal crash about every 2 to 3 years. Edward Pearson, a retired Boeing production manager, says he formally warned Boeing leadership.
When I mentioned that I've seen operations in the military shut down for lesser safety concerns, I will never forget his response, which was, "The military isn't a profit-making organization."
Lawmakers challenged the FAA and some of its decisions at that hearing. Nestle, whose brands include Nestle Ice Cream, Häagen-Dazs, and Dreyer, says it's selling its U.S. ice cream business to a joint venture the company helped form. Nestle will sell the brands to a private equity firm for $4 billion. On Wall Street, futures little changed. That's Your Money Now.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-646-9595. That's 1-800-646-9595. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-646-9595.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
I'm Dr. Brian Heller with Southern Cancer Center. I'm often asked how I got into the field of oncology. In medical school, I wasn't sure what kind of doctor I wanted to be until that first day on a rotation in the cancer ward. I met a young girl with leukemia who had a huge impact on me. After that, I met another cancer patient and then another. I had never before experienced interacting with patients on such a deep level. That's when I knew I wanted to take care of patients with cancer. At Southern Cancer Center, I also want to take care of you. I want to navigate you from patient to survivor.
Now, weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
7:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right. Another cool start here in the 40s this morning at our studio.
Yeah, and it's going to be another cool afternoon. I mean, yesterday 54 was the high. Today we may be just a little bit warmer, about 58, maybe 59 degrees, but I don't expect much in the way of sunshine today. We should have cloudy to mostly cloudy skies. There is a storm system, a low-pressure area, developing along a weather front out on the Gulf, and that's going to move to the north and northeast, and eventually tomorrow it'll be crossing the Florida Panhandle. This is going to spread a lot of rain along the Gulf Coast and well inland over the next 24 to 48 hours. So we'll see a few showers develop this afternoon, and then numerous showers tonight, maybe even a thunderstorm or two. Low tonight around 50 degrees. Then tomorrow, as that low-pressure area moves into the Florida Panhandle, heads on up toward Georgia, we'll see some scattered showers tomorrow. It'll be mostly cloudy, but warmer, up around 68 degrees for tomorrow afternoon. The showers will taper off tomorrow evening, and then we're going to see clearing skies on Saturday. It'll be mild, though, with high in the upper 60s, and then sunny skies for Sunday. And again in the upper 60s. So it looks like a really nice weekend once we get that storm away from us and let it move on up the eastern seaboard. Early next week, the rain comes back. Partly cloudy on Monday, then showers developing up in the mid-70s. And then Tuesday, another cold front comes through. Showers ending in the morning. And then the high temperature will be in the mid and upper 50s.
Talk about a seesaw effect here over the next five, 6 days. What and the rain today, tonight, into the morning, any severe weather associated? Is it just going to be showers, or what do you think?
And mostly showers. We could see a few embedded thunderstorms, and so wouldn't be surprised to hear some thunder, see some flashes of lightning tonight. But most of it will be shower activity.
All right, Dr. Bill, and you let this slip last hour. It's good. It's like a tease here for next week because it's that time of year for the almanac.
Yeah, the 30th edition of the Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac, and this is the 2020 almanac. And it will be available in the stores all around midweek, so perhaps about Wednesday. And we'll be getting them out into the stores. The almanac, as usual, is very affordable. It's free.
That's right. It's priced perfectly.
Yes.
Great stocking stuffer. And heck, I just wrap up, I wrap it up and give it to the kids. A couple copies. No, but Dr. Bill, it does. I mean, highs and lows and records and all that, plus the tide tables, the thing's a good thing to stash away and use as a reference.
All kinds of hurricane information. You can look at the weather events of this past year. I mean, as you mentioned, moonrise, moonset, sunrise, sunset tables for the year, all-time records, and then the tide tables available for the entire year of 2020.
All right. Looking forward to that, Dr. Bill. We'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with the forecast exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5. You see the auction they had for the former U.S. Coast Guard ship, the Bramble?
No.
They had at the federal courthouse. Yeah, so this happened at the federal courthouse. They did a auction for the U.S. Coast Guard ship Bramble. Winning bid was $80,000. Now, we have the FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Command Unit. We'll be taking that out tomorrow to Mobile Bay Coins. It's got our studio right there in it. It's pretty cool setup in one of the big Sprinter vans. We've got all that rigged out. But I don't know if it's in the budget here at the end of the fiscal year, or into this fiscal year, but maybe we'll line out. If we could get, if FM Talk could get, a Coast Guard cutter, a decommissioned Coast Guard cutter to have for different events we do on the water.
That would be cool. Awesome.
Okay, just a goal for us.
Mm-hmm.
We have our mobile command unit for on land. If we could get a Coast Guard cutter.
Yeah,
even a tender, something like that, and that could be our station boat.
Let's crunch some numbers and see if we can make that happen.
We're going to try to. All right, 740, let's check traffic. Here's Kane.
Good morning for the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. Still cleaning up the diesel fuel out of the roadway from an overnight 18-wheeler that caught fire between I-10 westbound between Range Line and 90. You'll have to get to the two far left lanes because of all the emergency vehicles. No new wrecks in the roadway. Still beyond that, looks great across the Bayway and the Causeway. The Blacksmith Experience in Daphne offers beginning blacksmithing and knife-making classes. Learn to forge a knife and other fun projects. Get the gift of blacksmithing experience this year. Classic gift certificate information available at theblacksmithexperience.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
When it comes to my business, access and control of information is critical.
I need a partner I can trust 24/7. CSpire Business was the easy choice.
Their IT experts have the experience and insight we need.
Connectivity, cloud, cybersecurity. CSpire worked with us to find the best technologies for our unique needs.
Having a top IT team isn't optional anymore.
CSpire has my back now and into the future.
Insight, experience, your IT partner. CSpire Business, customer inspired.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5 here in the Port City. Mobile police are working a number of cases, including a shooting into an occupied building and or vehicle. Monday, December the 9th, at approximately 9:55 p.m., Mobile police responded to Knollwood Drive in reference to shots being fired in that complex. Upon arrival, officers say they discovered two apartments had been hit by stray bullets. A complainant stated that an unknown male subject was exchanging gunfire with another male subject in the breezeway. A vehicle was also hit by a stray bullet. Less than 30 minutes later, Mobile police responded to the area of Michael Boulevard and Downtowner Boulevard. They were responding to one shot near that intersection. Upon arrival, officers discovered a male subject in the driver's seat suffering from possible gunshot wounds. Witnesses stated that a vehicle pulled up next to the victim's vehicle and someone began firing into that vehicle before taking off from the scene. The victim was transported to the hospital to be treated for his injuries. Remaining with the topic of guns, gun sales are up in the state of Alabama. According to the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, there were 1,511 federal firearms licensees in Alabama in August of 2018, the most recent month for which this data was available. Now, that's an increase of 9.7% since January 2014, when there was 1,377 licensees in Alabama. During that same span, Alabama's population increased, though, by less than 1%. The ATF grants licenses to retail dealers to sell firearms and ammunition to the public. Now, nationwide, the number of dealer licenses, that increased by 19.5% between 2014 and 2018. Last year, Huntsville had the most gun sellers of any city in Alabama with 72. That was followed by Mobile and Birmingham with about 50, respectively, and Montgomery had fewer at just 28. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 742 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings. Sean and Dalton, also Dr. Bill Kane. Kelly's got our headlines throughout the morning. Plus, it's Bobby time coming up soon. Captain Bobby Abrascato, then Robert Kennedy Jr., then Rob Hulbert. It's the Robert Day here.
The three Bobbies.
That's right. That's what we do on Thursday. So it's good stuff coming your way. And remember that text line open for you at 343-0106. And by the way, too, we're still taking your nominations today, tomorrow, maybe even through the weekend for the Alabamian of the Year 2019.
Yeah, because Sunday I'm going to try to have these brackets ready to roll.
Okay.
And then we'll start voting in individual portions of the bracket on Monday and work our way until we're down to one Alabamian of the Year.
All right. So keep them coming to our text line and our emails, and you'll hopefully see your nomination on the big screen as we vote it on down. All right, to tell you about the maids, they're referred for a reason. We've been using the maids since October, and yesterday I had to go home between the two shows, ran home. How about this? The maids, Shelby, who's a team leader, and the crew for the maids was working around the folks from a cable provider that were in our house. So we had the cable provider people, they're making a mess. We've made a mess putting up the Christmas lights and decorations, and didn't faze the crew from the maids. And it truly is the gift of clean and the gift of time, and we're really appreciating it in our house right now because you have a clean home, but you have that time that you need this time of year. Whether you're putting up Christmas decorations or going to parties or doing things with the kids, you get that greatest gift, and that is the gift of time. You get a clean house, but you have that time back in your life. Right now, you get a free estimate from the maids. See what they can do for your place, because they've done great work for us. Give them a call, 344-6626, 344-6626, to get that free estimate. You can Google the maids here in our area and get that number as well if you're riding down the road. But once again, the maids, call for that free estimate, 344-6626. Give the gift of clean and give yourself the gift of time.
Dust bites, pet dander, and all sorts of things can trigger those allergies. As a homeowner and your neighbor, my friends at Air Specialty can help make your home an allergy-free safe haven. Visit air-specialty.com and get a $199 healthy home checkup analysis for free. That's right, free. This is a limited-time holiday special deal. So turn to the experts at Air Specialty and Carrier today. Air Specialty and Carrier can do it all. Visit air-specialty.com today.
Air Specialty.
This information update is brought to you by Century Bank. Since 1903, Century Bank has been a leader in the communities we serve and a top competitor for our customers' banking needs. Century Bank. We take banking personally. Online at centurybank.net.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A deputy is recovering after being shot several times Wednesday. Shots were fired just before 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon at a home in Inslee on Limerick Lane, not far from East 9 Mile Road in Pensacola. Sheriff David Morgan called it an ambush. Daniel Hucks called 911 for help complaining of domestic problems. Deputies spotted him in a carport, and Hucks immediately shot at them. The deputy returned fire. Both Hucks and the deputy are in a hospital this morning. Three Mobile County deputies are on paid administrative leave while the sheriff's office investigates Tuesday night shooting on Lot Road. Deputies found 66-year-old Terrence White at his home. They tried talking to him before White shined a flashlight in their eyes and started shooting. Deputies returned fire, killing him. The family of one of the men killed in the mass shooting at NAS Pensacola is calling for changes to policies at the base. Joshua Watson was killed after confronting Saudi native Mohammed Al-Shamrani last Friday. Watson's family believes things might have been different if those on the base were able to be armed. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Your CBD store of West Mobile has a long list of CBD stocking stuffers under $20. Lotions, lip balms, and oh, the bath bombs, an absolute favorite. Find it all at your CBD store of West Mobile.
Good morning. It's 7:46 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. We start with golf, as the President's Cup got underway yesterday afternoon from Royal Melbourne in Australia. There were five matches, with Team USA taking on the international team in four ball, and not a good start for the Americans. Tiger Woods and Justin Thomas did defeat Mark Leishman and Joaquin Niemann in the first match, but the international team would go on to sweep the remaining four matches of the day. Woods is the first playing captain in the competition since the inaugural President's Cup. Yesterday he said it's not over just because of the bad losses for Team USA.
Just because we lost this session doesn't mean the cup's over. It's a long way to go. A lot of points available. Guys will regroup.
Today, which will soon be Friday in Australia, there will be alternate shot matches and then four matches of each format on Saturday before all 12 players compete in singles on Sunday. First team to 15.5 points will be declared the winner. Right now, the international squad is up 4-1. The annual SEC Football Awards were announced yesterday. The coaches of the conference vote these winners, so it's considered a little more official than some of the media awards. Offensive Player of the Year was no surprise. Quarterback from LSU, Joe Burrow, won that one. The Defensive Player of the Year went to Auburn defensive tackle Derek Brown. Special Teams Player of the Year went to Alabama receiver and returner Jaylen Waddle. Freshman of the Year was Auburn quarterback Bo Nix. The Scholar Athlete of the Year was Georgia kicker Rodrigo Blankenship. The Jacobs Blocking Trophy went to Andrew Thomas from Georgia. And the Coach of the Year was Ed Orgeron at LSU. Meanwhile, Auburn defensive tackle Derek Brown, who's both the AP and Coach's SEC Defensive Player of the Year, says that he is not yet decided if he'll play in the Tigers bowl game on New Year's Day against Minnesota. Brown said he's weighing his options and told Auburn's coaching staff that he'll make a final decision this week as to whether he'll play. Said he's been discussing it with his coaches and family. Brown is widely projected to be a first-round draft pick in the spring, with many NFL draft analysts listing him as a top 10 prospect. In coaching news, Florida Atlantic has hired Willie Taggart as its next head coach, with the sides finalizing a five-year contract on Wednesday. Taggart was fired last month at Florida State after only 21 games as the Seminoles coach. He replaces Lane Kiffin, who left on Saturday to become head coach at Ole Miss. Colorado State announced yesterday that they've hired former Boston College coach Steve Adazio. Adazio was fired December 1st after seven seasons at Boston College. He replaces Mike Bobo at Colorado State. The annual Army-Navy game will bring an official end to the 2019 regular season on Saturday in Philadelphia. Navy senior captain and linebacker Nazaire Cromartie says he'll be wearing a NASC Pensacola memorial patch in honor of Joshua Caleb Watson. Watson was one of the three victims at last week's naval base shooting in Pensacola. He graduated from the Naval Academy earlier this year. Cromartie recorded 31 tackles in 11 games this season, including 8 for a loss, with 3.5 sacks, 2 forced fumbles, and a pair of fumble recoveries. The game between the Army and Navy will be on Saturday in Philadelphia at 2 p.m. The midshipmen are 9-2 this year. They'll play Kansas State in the Liberty Bowl on December 31st. 10 minutes till 8, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
From the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center at exit 15A, I-10 westbound, still clearing up a fuel leak from an earlier accident from this morning. Left two lanes are open. The exit's also open. Be careful through there. A lot of emergency vehicles. Bayway, the causeway looks good and no other wrecks in the roadways. And Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2019 Toyota Camry with 0% financing for up to 60 months and $1,000 holiday cash or up to $4,800 in savings. Model 2554. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 1065. Traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, showers will develop across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the upper 50s this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy with showers, lows around 50. And then tomorrow, cloudy and mild with showers and highs in the upper 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, bachelorservice.com. Certification 17070.
752 FM Talk 1065, and on the way, Captain Bobby Averscotto and the FM Talk 1065 Fishing Report. First, let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 1065. Mobile police are reporting that Friday, December the 6th, just before 9:30 a.m., they responded to Bit and Spur in reference to a male subject on a bicycle going from house to house and pulling on doors. A witness provided officers with a description, and the person that they were looking for was taken into custody after a brief foot pursuit. He has been identified as 45-year-old James Sales, and he has been arrested. Less than 2 hours later, on the same day, Mobile police responded to Williamson High School in reference to an assault complaint. A 12-year-old on campus had a large cut to her forehead, which was from getting hit with a milk crate by a 14-year-old during a physical altercation. That 14-year-old was transported to Strickland Youth Center. Great news. If you attended the University of Phoenix or you know someone who has, Christmas has come early as the university has agreed to pay $50 million and cancel some $141 million in student debt as a part of a large settlement related to deceptive advertisements. The Federal Trade Commission confirms that the deal is the agency's largest against a for-profit college. FTC says the University of Phoenix and its parent company, Apollo Education Group, used deceptive advertising to tout relationships and job opportunities with major companies like AT&T, Yahoo, Microsoft, and Twitter. Those relationships never existed, and University of Phoenix also misrepresented that companies including Adobe, MGM, Rubbermaid, and Sodexo worked with the school to develop its courses. The deceptive ads actually targeted our military and Hispanic consumers. If you're wondering if you're eligible, eligible students will receive a letter informing them that their debt has been canceled. The University of Phoenix says that the settlement is related to a single ad campaign which ran from 2012 to 2014. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by our friends at McCoy Outdoor Company. You get the gear you need to head to the woods or the water. You check them out just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue. Go say hello to the crew at McCoy Outdoor Company and Trailer Sales Alabama in Theodore. They've got a great selection of trailers on the lot right now, plus customizable. You dream up the trailer, they can build it for you. Trailer Sales Alabama. And the star of the show, my buddy Captain Bobby Abrascato from the A-Team. Hey, man.
Good morning to you, my buddy.
Hey, good morning to you. So you're in your office, I'm in my office. Of course, your office has a better view than mine, so talk about what's going on.
Yours might be a bit warmer than mine, though, is the
true
only thing. Yeah, but, you know, I ain't complaining, dude. I mean, you know, and we talked about this, I think, a couple of times, but, you know, if you're a trout fisherman, we look forward to this kind of weather. It's overcast, a little wind blowing, the cooler weather, you know, kind of signals that fall and winter pattern. And that's been the deal up until, you know, recently. We're just around the moon right now, and it usually starts to gather them up. Unfortunately, the dog that's talking on the phone has not done a good job of finding them yet this morning. But we are around them, I can tell you that. We've had a handful of bites and haven't found them yet. But prior to that, it's been very good. Don't know about what I'm saying today. I think by the weekend, we're going to be a day or two further behind the moon. The other thing has happened, I mean, if you've got around and were near any of the waterways in our area yesterday, particularly the same way today, super low water event. We had the full moon low tide about 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock yesterday morning, and then of course that big bull front, and there were places that were dry that I've never seen dry. We were talking about it yesterday, running, you know, if you were ever want to learn that delta area tomorrow, I mean, yesterday would have been the day to do it, because if there was water anywhere yesterday, you could get, yep, that's where you could go on a normal tide day, because it was dry as a bone up there. You know, and I think that has an effect sometimes. I'm trying to make some stuff happen on these flats, and it's really not happening. But as I'm idling right now down a river, and I'll take a picture of it when we get off the air. I'm going to take a picture of what the river channels look like right now as far as the bait, which is where I probably need to be fishing with this low water. But I still think by the weekend when it starts to warm up, at least early in the morning, you'll get these, the water will come back up a little bit, and early in the morning, you'll be able to catch them up on the flats and that sort of thing, you know?
So when the wind moderates and the water flow gets a little bit higher this weekend, where should folks start looking, and how should they start trying to find these fish?
It's definitely going to be a tidal river thing. The fish, if you want them to catch a trout right now, they're going to be in the tidal rivers for, you know, another couple
versus the delta. I mean, right now the tidal rivers are doing better.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, the delta, unfortunately, like you and I were just talking about, it's just not been happening for some reason. And you probably have a better explanation than I do, because I certainly don't have one at all. But anyway, everything's right, like you just said. The water clarity's good. The salinity's good. Bait up there just didn't really happen. You know, it hasn't happened yet. Let's hope we get a shot at it. But right now, I'm focused on the tidal rivers on the east and west side of the bay. Again, I'd say, you know, maybe stay near the channels. But if you get a chance, like I said, early in the morning, get out on the flats with top waters, slick lures. If that doesn't work, it's going to be a grub deal out in the middle of the river channels.
All right, do this. If it's getting close to Christmas, somebody can get a holiday trip booked with you, or maybe even get one of those gift certificates to give on Christmas. Tell folks how to get in touch with y'all.
Just go to ateamfishing.com, and it's got a contact us page on there, and you can get our get our we can get you a gift certificate. Just shoot us your name, and we'll get it to you, and you can use it and just pay us when you. It's kind of like the A-team layaway. Pay us after you get the trip in.
I love it, Captain Bobby. Thanks. We'll check back with you next week.
All right, brother. I'm gonna send you a picture of my bottom machine out the river channel, which is where I need to be right now.
Okay. Yeah. Send it to me, and we'll post that up when we post up this podcast.
All right, brother. Sounds good.
Good stuff, Captain Bobby Averscato, and the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company and Trailer Sales Alabama. Robert Kennedy Jr. joins us next hour, as does Rob Hulbert. Stay close. It's Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.